Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
New month, folks. A new month, June, the month of my birthday, for those of you who care, June 21st is my birthday. If you decide you want to share the wealth and donate to what we're doing, great. I can tell you this, if you do support, for example, our Backstage Club, I would love for you to do that. That would be my birthday present, because for those of you who do, you get an automatic membership to the Flick Fest and yada, yada, yada. Speaking of the Flick Fest, Donald Trump is starting a streaming service. And if it's anything like Trump, like Truth Social, then I'm going to feast because the guy doesn't know how to run anything. Supposedly only for conservative filmmakers or whatever. Good luck. Because, I mean, not that that's not good for conservative filmmakers. I want to just showcase good films. I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal. I don't care if you're an atheist, an agnostic, or a God-fearing person like myself. The idea of making a good film is it's a good film. Your ideology doesn't necessarily dictate that. Now, I may not show everybody's films. It may be something I go, not worth it. It's not good enough or whatever. But in terms of, you know, like there was a gay kid. He made a film. It was going to be a TV series. And I wanted him to do a TV series. And it was about two people that were looking to commit suicide, a black girl and him. They were both on the suicide hotline listening at the same time, and they could hear the music playing as on hold because the suicide hotline put them on hold. And hijinks ensue. Great, great story. Turns out the kid that wrote it is gay. He's not gay. He doesn't play a gay guy in the thing. He actually plays a guy who has a girlfriend. But he's gay, and he wrote it. Okay, big deal. I don't care. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. New day, new month, new you, I hope. My son had some issues recently, and I told him, I said, hey, buddy, here's the good news about life. Every day you get up, it's a new day, a fresh you. You can shed that skin. You can shed the coat. You can shed a few pounds. You can make today the first day of the new you, and you can do it every single day of your life. And what you hope is that once you start making the new you in that day one, that you can look back on it like one of these people in rehab and say, I'm now 1,314 days into the new me. And the new me should be something you're proud of, something that you really want to be. And it should be authentically you. So, you know, he had some issues, and I told, you know, he got in big, you know, not big trouble, but he got in trouble. It was big enough. He's feeling bad. I go, hey, tomorrow's a new day. You can start fresh. And I say that to you. New month, June, great month. Love it. So start with that new month. Start doing something different. It isn't about New Year's resolutions. It's about what you decide to do in this moment. It's funny how we wait for that, isn't it? We wait for, New Year's. I can't wait till New Year's. I can start my resolution. You can start your resolution right now. You can resolve that you are no longer going to take smack from these leftists who are going to continually try to make you believe the unbelievable. They want you to believe Hillary Clinton was okay and that Obama's DOJ was okay, that Obama was the best president since sliced bread, that Joe Biden is competent, that Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong, and that your ideology is silly. Your belief in God is silly. How could you be this way? Every single thing that they tell you is wrong, and they want to spin it as right. Anyway, back to the months. What is June dedicated to? I don't even know. Blacks get February. We know that, the short month. Even with leap year, even with an extra day, black people still get shortchanged with February. And these silly Negroes accept it. Oh, y'all gonna give us February? All right, then. Thank you, Massa Democrat. Hey, let me tell you what black conservatives take. We take the whole year. Yeah, I don't celebrate blackness one month. I don't celebrate. I celebrate my blackness all the time. Wow. Oh, man, what else? Okay, women, I think, get May now, right? Do they get May? Except for the one day, Cinco de Mayo, that the Mexicans get. I guess that was negotiated in a pack with the Me Too movement. Like, hey, listen, we want the month of May. You can't have the month of May, my friend. We got Cinco de Mayo. Okay, listen, what if we, I don't know, what would a woman do, the leftist woman do, to satisfy the Mexicanos to say, hey, we'll give you a day? And who was the Mexicans negotiator that said, we just want the day? Just give us one day. Give us one day in May and we leave it alone, okay? Oh, man, in June. What is June? Is June the LGBTQIRSWTF month? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the NAACP, NCAA, NWO, WHO. FDA, IRS, I mean, FBI, what is it? Well, how many initials can the LGBTQ have? Here's what I do know about all these namings of the months. Like, you know, here's it. There's no shortage of people to feel sorry for in America, is it? No shortage. Did I say sorry? So they say in Canada in Wisconsin, they say sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway, there's no shortage of people to feel sorry for in America. There's a special interest group for everything. I'm surprised every month doesn't have like national, September is the Guatemalan Midget Month. No, it would have to be like March. Let's make March because it is more alliterative. March is Guatemalan Midget Month. Yeah, because March. M-M-M, Guatemalan Midget. We should do Mongolian Midget. March is Mongolian Midget Month. We don't have a G month for Guatemalan. So let's give the Guatemalan Midgets October. It's a good month. Good month for marriages. Second most marriages occur in America in October. First is in June. Yeah, so a lot of people will get married in June. Interesting, huh? Yeah, a little tidbit there for you. So anyway, back to these months, because everybody's beat down in America. They need a month. It's a wonder to me, honestly, that any special interest group would want to stay here. Why do black people want to stay in this country? Given all that it's done, you know, I mean, I'm not saying for black folks. I happen to be black and, you know, I've been to Africa, but why don't black people say, we're going to go find another country, man, the way we get treated around here? I heard Europe's really good for blacks. It's been that way since the 1950s. Well, then go. I'm sure it is. But if everybody's getting beat down, if women are so oppressed here, go, women, go to the Middle East. I'd love to see them try it. Go to the Middle East. Go somewhere and change their laws, change their rule. No, Kevin, I'm going to stick it out over here because this is my country. Well, if it's your country, act like it. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Might be a new month, but it is not good news for the Democrats. Same old for the Democrats. We talked about it the other day. Polling about voter enthusiasm. Polls about Joe Biden's competence and him being unfit as well. I think there were three polls we talked about the other day, right? Just, first of all, Republicans completely more enthusiastic than Democrats. And let's face it, Biden and all the scandals, that's not helping the Democrats feel good about their candidate. They know that Hunter Biden is a loser and, you know, a crackhead who hangs out with prostitutes. They know his daddy is the big guy who took money. They know all this. The Democrats are, they got to keep a lid on all these things going into the thing, going into the midterms. They know Russian collusion blown up. They know Hillary Clinton is the big guy. She's the one, not the big guy, Joe Biden, but the one that gave the code red. They know these things. You know the thing. But they get worse news. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be the... Well, I kind of am. I am trying to be the bad news bearer for the Democrats. But here's the... I give you guys polls. I don't even like polls. I don't believe in them because I believe that they're worse for the Democrats than they appear. But let me tell you, this was a Quinnipiac poll. It was released on May the 18th. 35% of all registered voters approve of Biden's performance. We went through this. 57% disapprove. And in some polls, that's over 60. 47% of registered voters prefer Republicans win control of the House. 43% prefer Democrats. But what's surprising, they say, is that the Hispanics, who are generally reliable Democrats, reliable block of votes, probably 62 to 1, 67 to 33-ish, are now not as reliable. They're more likely than white voters to disapprove of Biden and prefer Republicans. Dun, 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 dun. When asked, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president, only 32% of white voters registered expressed approval. Among Hispanics, you ready? You ready for this number? Y'all, I'm going to tell you, be sitting down. 26%. The trend continued in party approval. When asked, do you approve of the way that the Republicans in Congress are handling their job? Hispanics were more likely than whites to express approval of the Republicans. 33% to 28%. Only 24% of Hispanics approved of the way Democrats are handling their job in Congress versus 28% of whites. These are shocking numbers. While support of Republicans, they write, is still weak, the rock-bottom approval of Biden and Democrats appear to be fueling strong Hispanic support for GOP candidates. Let me tell you why this is happening, folks. The Latinos, the Hispanics, are getting sick of the left playing them as one-trick ponies. They think border and immigration is the issue driving Hispanics' behavior. Nothing could be further from the truth. And by the way, don't get the Hispanics that have been here, that understand this country and this culture, and you try to tell them, yeah, we're going to bring in a bunch of Central Americans from El Salvador or Guatemala or Mexico, in South America, and Central America. We're going to bring them in, and we're going to assimilate them into American culture, lump them into what you are, and they have nowhere close to the values of the American, Hispanic, or Latino. Nowhere close. The idea, and this is why I warn Republicans with all the time, stop playing these special interest groups as, oh, well, you know, for the black vote, and for the Hispanic, and for the women, and for the LGBT. I understand that women have fallopian tubes. Well, some of them anyway, at least according to the left. Not all have to have that. But they have different biological and physiological makeups. But they're human beings. Here's the difference. Look, if you could go gender-based and say, you know, women are different than men, you know, in a variety of ways, but the key issue for women is safety. It's always been. That's why border goes up high. Crime is always up high. Men are less concerned about crime. You know, if we were to list our top 10, it's going to be generally different than a woman. And here's what I can tell you. If you put your top 10 things that bother you on a list, psychologists can almost tell you with probably 80% accuracy who's a man and who's a woman in terms of the list because of the things that we, you know, that concern us the most. So, you know, I get that. But at the end of the day, everything's on the list. Inflation might be number 4 for you. It might be number 2 for a guy. But, you know, 4 for women and 2 for men. But it's on the list. And so you need to address it. So this idea, you know, women, it's my body. Great. Okay, but do you not think men have certain aspects of it's my body? When it comes to vaccines, do you not think men went, it's my body? Legitimately, by the way, legitimately. Not this other thing with abortion, because it's your body, but you are too. So, you know, we can play these games. But we're all looking for the same thing. We want autonomy from the federal government. Get out of my life. And if you treat it that way, I would never go to a group of women and go, now listen, I know that all you're concerned about is your reproductive rights. The average woman is not considering abortion. It's not something that's on her brain. Let's face it, there's a big block of them that can't no longer worry about having kids. There's another block of them that can't have them because they're little girls. And the ones that can aren't thinking about it the way that we think of it from a special interest point of view, from a fringe. Like, if I go out and I have unprotected sex with anybody I want, I can kill my baby anytime I choose. That mentality is so small in that community, it's ridiculous. But we give it way too much clout. The average girl is not looking at abortion as birth control. She's just flatly not. And she probably won't deal with it. X number of women have abortions, and this is the number of the statistics for abortions. The statistics for abortions are just because of lifestyle choices. If most women, you know, even with a bad boyfriend or whatever, they probably would still have their child. Anyway, lots to discuss with this, but I want to go back to the Hispanics. When asked if the election were held today, would you want to see a Republican? The Republican Party or the Democratic Party win control of the U.S. House of Representatives. 48% of Hispanics registered voters backed Republicans. 34% Democrats. That's one of the biggest potential flips in a long time. And let me tell you something, folks. Don't thank the Republicans. This has nothing to do with the Republicans. This has to do with Donald Trump. The MAGA movement, which is nothing more than a new branding for the Tea Party movement. That's what this is about. Democrats have been foiled again, Scooby-Doo. Good work. They're going to have a tough time getting over this. Short break.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Transgender athlete Leah Thomas tells ABC News that transgenders are not a problem for women's sports.
You can't go halfway and be like, I support trans
women and trans people, but only to a certain point, where if you support trans women as women and they've met all the NCAA requirements, then I don't know if you can really say something like that. Trans women are not a threat to women's sports.
The Uvalde Police Department and the Uvalde Independent School District Police Force are no longer cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation into the massacre at Robb Elementary School. The Uvalde Police Chief and a spokesman for the Uvalde Independent School District did not immediately respond to requests from news outlets to explain the silence. USA Radio News. Traffic, pedestrians, and joggers reappeared on the streets of Shanghai on Wednesday as China's largest city began returning to normalcy amid the easing of a strict two-month COVID-19 lockdown. Shanghai's Communist Party Committee issued a letter online proclaiming the lockdown's success while defending President Xi's hardline zero-COVID policy. The country's leadership appears to acknowledge the public backlash against the strict measures. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a narrow 5-4 vote, is recognizing free speech for corporate America.
The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking a Texas law that restricts some social media platforms from moderating content. In a 5-4 vote, the justices granted an emergency request from big tech companies to block a lower court order that would have let the law go into effect. The case is still making its way through challenges in lower courts, so it will likely end up before the Supreme Court again in the future. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dominoes are starting to fall, folks. We got proof that Hillary Clinton was responsible for the Trump-Russia collusion. She lied to the public, all the people complicit. Can you believe anything that Christopher Wray says in the FBI? Can you believe anything that these 51 former intelligence officers said when they vouched for Hunter Biden's laptop? Can you believe anything that the Biden administration says? Rhetorical questions all. By the way, Christopher Wray essentially admitted that the FBI played a part in all of this ruse and that it was part, that they colluded and he's trying to fix things. Here he is in his own words.
Chris, at some point you're going to have to address this. And I understand you don't want to address it in the middle of a prosecution. But there are millions of Americans that look at this and think, I'm not saying they're correct, that the FBI has become a political organization. And at some point, you're going to have to address that. The institution is just too important. And some of my colleagues may not want to talk about this. But we're going to have to talk about it at some point.
Well, so first off, I totally appreciate your concern about our institution. And I will tell you that what I can speak to now is that I have implemented all sorts of reforms that I've spoken about quite publicly, over 40 plus corrective measures that deal with a lot of the same issues that are at the heart of the underlying investigation. I completely turned over the entire leadership team in the FBI. We've taken disciplinary action where we could, but we've also been in close cooperation and coordination with Mr. Durham, who is the special counsel, and I think that's the best thing I can do to help address the concerns you're talking about.
Absolute despicable lies. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The FBI is an institution. What does he say? I have implemented all sorts of reforms, over 40-plus corrective measures. Why is he implementing corrective measures? What's he correcting? You know the answer. He's correcting everything that the FBI did, and it's effectively a cover-up. I've corrected all the things that we did to help cover up what we tried to do to Donald Trump, and in many cases, what we did to him.
People know. This is, you know what, this is one of the best orchestrated conspiracies because it's wide open, it's blatant in your face, and the Democrats effectively are daring you to do anything. This is a man who just admitted to wrongdoing, to that his department, the FBI, one of the most venerable law enforcement agencies in the country, is crooked. Not one, not two things that he needs to correct. 40-plus corrective measures. What else did he say? He turned over his leadership team. What do you mean you turned over your leadership team? How about you arrest them? How about you put them in prison? Moving on, we got two guilty pleas in the Arizona voter fraud of 2020. The fraud that leftists claimed didn't happen. The fraud that got Joe Biden elected with 81 million votes that nobody who's being honest would even closely believe. So let's see what the fact checkers say. Because this doesn't bode well with the many declarations that they issued in the past 2 years. Remember, we played a whole litany of Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong. Hunter Biden, you know, and we got a whole litany of
what are you talking about? This election was fair and fair and honest and fair.
They got literally just give me your topic. I'll give you the media lap dogs. Just, you know, it's like wind me up, Kathy dog. They just spit out whatever talking points they get. So, you want to know what's going on? Guillermina Fuentes, I'll get it out, Gadsden Elementary School District Board member and the ex-mayor of San Luis, Arizona, originally indicted for trafficking ballots. Courts expected her to appear May 12th and enter a plea of not guilty, but somehow Fuentes got the heads up that she was going down, so she took a plea deal, and she's going to plead guilty June the 2nd. But let me give you some inside baseball, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. She ain't the only one, and she is singing like a little songbird. I know who did it. I know who did it. There are people higher up than I, and she is telling people, you know what? You got me. And here's who said it. Here's who came before me and before me and before me and before me. Or at least above her. And what we are about to uncover is a criminal conspiracy, not with some isolated incident, one or two people, a criminal conspiracy that involves multiple locations and multiple Guillermina Fuentes all around the country. So, this is all, you know, I want you to understand, January the 6th, everything that these people are trying to prop up they're marching because of, you know, it's a lie. January 6th is built on a lie. In other words, all the people who believe that the big cheat occurred, yada, yada, yada. Well, guess what? Not the case. The big cheat did occur. 2,000 mules played a role in this guilty plea, folks. Here's from the Gateway Pundit. Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips investigated the ballot trafficking incidents in Yuma County, Arizona, and included this information in the film 2,000 Mules. 18 months ago, we knew that when the full story was told about Yuma, Arizona, it would reveal systemic ballot trafficking with connections that spread nationwide. It's now happening, thankfully, with law enforcement fully engaged. Much more remains to be revealed in the days ahead, Catherine Engelbrecht told the Gateway Pundit. I'm telling you, more to come, and my team's going to be involved. They had previously reported, the Gateway Pundit, that Fuentes was charged with two Class 4 felonies alleging forgery and conspiracy and two felonies of ballot abuse. Alma Yadira Juarez pleaded guilty and admitted to police that Fuentes gave her the ballots to stuff in drop boxes. You think Fuentes is the only one? Of course you know better. Guillermina Fuentes and Alma Juarez were both caught by David Lara, an Arizona State Senate candidate, Gary Schneider, who set up hidden camera after years of investigating the operation. Their undercover work was featured in 2000 Mules. The video evidence was delivered to Mark Brnovich before the 2020 presidential election, but he waited until December of 2020 to file charges. Rhino Mark Brnovich has done almost nothing to do this despite the massive amount of Arizona voter fraud that was presented in a film. It was presented to him, and it was presented to that turncoat Rhino Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona. You remember when Ducey was there and ready to sign off on the election results, and Trump, dun, 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 his ringtone came through, and he was like, oh, I'll just conveniently ignore this. Despite her indictment, folks, for election fraud, Fuentes still serves on the Gadsden Elementary School Board. Her daughter, Lizbeth Esparza, was recently hired by the board as superintendent of the district shortly after the indictment of her mother. You want to talk about little crooked Democrat people getting up ahead? By the way, I'm going to tell you, when you see the next installment of this, of 2000 Mules, you're going to find out that people went from filing bankruptcy to living millionaire lifestyles. And you got to ask yourself, how do you do that on $20 an hour? Well, we think we have the answer. There's more, folks. Investigators from the Attorney General's office recently served another member of the school board, Gloria Torres, warrants at her nonprofit organization, and her home was also raided, directly connected to the ballot trafficking scheme of 2000 Mules. Now, I want to tell you, all of these people are singing. They got fatwas issued on them, you can bet. Because the Democrats know what's coming next. And this is huge, folks. I'm telling you, the FBI, not the crooked version, that can no longer be covered up. Because there are people now who know. They know what's going on. Oh, this story is so good. Because right now, I just want you to understand, she took a plea. That's a big deal. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Every one of us is waiting for perp walks, heads to roll, etc., as it relates to voter fraud, the massive orchestrated voter fraud that occurred by the Democrats. So obvious that at the exact same time, all across the battleground states, boom, there was a switch flipped. Also, the geo-tracking of the mules and the ballot stuffing that occurred that is easily provable. And now, not just provable, but we have people who are starting to roll over. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to
the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I keep talking about these things because I want to validate you, first of all, so that you understand how important you are in not believing the hype and saying for the longest time, you know what? I'm not going to let you sway me because I know with my common sense Joe Biden didn't win this election. I know with my common sense as I was suffering from the Wu flu and I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning or to look at the race and I went, how in the heck is Biden this close? And then I looked at the numbers and, well, Trump will win it. You know, it's tighter than it should be, but Trump will win it. And I'm sitting there going, this doesn't make common sense. I know this doesn't jive, but when I get up in the morning, I'll go back to sleep and Trump will be the president again. He deserved it. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. He certainly deserved it. And to anybody who's a naysayer now, you know, all I can tell you is if you're a George Conway type or a Lincoln Project Republican, you're no Republican. If you're a Republican that says, oh, well, 8% of Republicans believe the country's on the right track or that Joe Biden's doing a good job, you're not a Republican. You're either demented and you should be put in an asylum, or you're a leftist pretending to be a Republican. Just stop fronting. Democrats are even smarter than those so-called Republicans because a majority now, not a majority, but an overwhelming number of Democrats are now going, you know what? Joe Biden sucked. We knew it before, but we certainly know it now. And every single day, we get closer and closer to the revelation of the real truth, which we already know. Democrats cheated their butts off. And I asked Democrats multiple times on this very program, what do you do when you find out that the bedrock of your foundation is quicksand? What will you do? Will you stick with that party of evil and evildoers? Or are you going to switch? Let me give you the answer for millions of them. They already did. 16 million independents and Democrats came over, along with a few holdout rhino Republicans. 16 million more than ever voted for a president, a sitting president, particularly in his second term. Donald Trump won in a landslide that was bigger than Reagan Mondale, and he got cheated out of the election. And we are seeing the results of it. And here's the sad part. There is nothing that can be done to unroot this, to make this undone. There should be a constitutional amendment that says if you've cheated, we can remove you from office and undo everything that you've done. Do you realize that doesn't exist right now? It doesn't exist. But here's the good news for all of you waiting for perp walks that have been saying to yourselves, Kevin, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is heads are starting to roll. And this isn't a Klein Smith deal where, oh, let's slap one of Hillary Clinton's people on the wrist or, you know, we'll single out Michael Sussman as the guy. All of these things will be proven to have multiple tentacles, to go far back and deep into the Democratic Party, to involve some of the wealthiest people on the planet, these elitists that hate Trump, but it's not a hatred of Trump. I want you to understand that. For these people that are out there going, there's this stupid guy. That writes, he's a part of an email thread. He's an idiot who hates Trump. And what he does, he says, all you Trump supporters, as if he's separated, as if the people that are against Trump and us are different things. Look, you don't have to like Donald Trump. Let me ask you this. Do you like freedom? Do you like free and fair elections? Do you like low taxes? And I could go, do you like policies that Trump advocated for? Because if you do, let me tell you what the left are. They didn't just come after Trump. They came after you. You want fairness and fair play. You want people to get what they earn, not some handout, not somebody, not a gangster government that comes and takes your money and redistributes it for shiggles. You want people to be accountable in government and elsewhere, in life. And these people want none of it. And they've used Trump as their tool. But what they're saying is they hate you. And these idiots, oh, I don't like Donald Trump either. If you buy into this, I just want to grab you by the throat and punch you in your face. I hate to say that way because, you know, people already think of me as violent. But it's a metaphor because I don't really care to punch you. But you get what I'm saying. Metaphorically, I want to just shake you. I want to shake you till you get some sense into you. It's about Trump. If you think this is about Trump, you're an idiot. It is about you. The same way it's about the Tea Party movement that, by the way, they managed to destroy. And at least they thought they did. But let me tell you, this is the first time in a long time. Pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. First time in a long time that we rebranded. We went from Tea Party to MAGA. And it happened overnight. And Trump said, I'm willing to stand up and I'll be your Huckleberry. I'll be the one that they can target. Therefore, it leaves you alone. A veritable political Jesus, even though I'm not trying to equate him to the Son of God. But you get what I'm saying. He was willing to stand up and take the bullets. And boy, is he taking them. I want you to consider everything that Trump has said, everything that he's done that has now been proven to be correct, and then say to yourself, how could anyone be mad at this guy? He was fighting for you as they were acting if there was Russian collusion, knowing that the FBI and DOJ, 51 members of the DOJ were helping former intelligence officers, which I'll talk more about them, all helping. Barack Obama helping. All these people lying about Trump. What would you do if you were being lied about? I'll get the right preposition here in a second. What would you do? Would you just roll over? Let me answer for you. Yeah, most of you would. Well, there are a few people out there who are not willing to just roll over. They're willing to fight. And Trump is one of those people. And everything this guy said. Hunter Biden's laptop, Hillary Clinton should be in prison, the border situation, all these terrorists coming in, etc. Everything this guy said has come to fruition, including voter fraud. So where do we stand? We got people admitting it. Yep, we did it. And let me tell you something. When they continue to narc, well, this is the person that told me. I'm going to tell you right now, in the last week, pay attention. In the last week, the FBI, the non-crooked version, has been forced to come to Arizona and interrogate all these people who are now dropping dime. That's what we call it in the vernacular, dropping dime on each other. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. So I was talking about State Senate candidate Gary Snyder, busted Guillermina Fuentes with undercover cameras, and he explained what happened. She's not going to trial. She's not going to say not guilty. She's taking a plea bargain with the crooked Attorney General Brnovich, who did not prosecute this because of the crooked governor that we have in Arizona. She'll be in trial just to say this: I plead guilty and I take the plea. This woman is pleading guilty, had high-paid lawyers out of Phoenix, total of three lawyers plus one local one, all paid by the DNC. But you know what exposed her? The work of Catherine Engelbrecht at True the Vote and Greg Phillips. It broke the DNC down, 2,000 mules. Pressure on elected officials, pressure on law enforcement that they can no longer avoid. So when you sit out there and go, nothing's going to happen, and I just don't believe it, I don't believe that, what I'm telling you is miracles happen because you can't keep a cover-up like this under wraps. And this is the first of many. Don't be the stuff that's going to come out will absolutely blow your mind. I'm glad to be insider to some of this. So you better start telling people to listen to this program, because we will start revealing next week, certainly the week after, everything that's going to happen, including our participation in the next version of this little saga. You are on the side of righteousness.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.